Blog Talk Radio.
According to the will of our God and Father, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world. We strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, the Great Commission is a command. It is a command for you to go forth and preach the gospel throughout the world. We have all the technologies to reach out to the uttermost parts of the earth, and we must do so. So tonight, I'll extend the invitation to you to join me every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, you can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I am Reverend Donald Davis, the senior pastor and founder of the House of Christ Ministries. We are located at 199-20 Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, New York. And the zip code, once again, is 11412. We invite you to join us in Sunday fellowship at 12 noon and prayer meeting on Thursdays at 7 p.m. We also have the prayer conference call every Friday evening at 10:15 p.m. And we also would like you to join us as we pray for the nation, we pray for our brethren, we pray for the world, and we just pray for the advancement of God's kingdom. So you can join us on Fridays at 10:15 p.m., and the number to call is 805-399-1200. And the participants' code is 235-932. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey to lift up the name of the Lord. We just bless the Lord.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
We bless the name of the Lord. We give God the glory. We just lift Him up tonight and we just praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. 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 Praise God, praise God, praise God. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands towards thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. We praise the Lord. We bless his holy name tonight. And we just want to give God the glory because he's special. And Psalm 29 says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give him all. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. And worship the Lord in beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Beloved, let us thank God. Let us thank him for everything that he has done for us. Let us glorify him and let us continue to praise him every day. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name and worship the Lord in beauty and holiness. House of Christ Ministries, welcome you to fellowship with us. At 12 noon and Sundays at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. You can also join us on the prayer conference call every Friday evening at 10 p.m. And the number to call is 805-399-1200. And the participant's code is 235932. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold the Lord. God is my salvation.
Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Beloved, the apostle knew that he would justly have perished if the Lord had been extreme to mark what was amiss, and also if his grace and mercy had not been abundant to him when dead in sin, working faith and love to Christ in his heart. This is a faithful saying. These are true and faithful words, which may be depended on, that the Son of God came into the world willingly and purposely to save sinners. No man with Paul's example before him can question the love and power of Christ to save him, if he really desires to trust in him as the Son of God, who once died on the cross and now reigns upon the throne of glory to save all that come to God through him. Beloved, let us then admire and praise the grace of God our Savior, and ascribe to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, three persons in the unity of the Godhead, the glory of all done in, by, and for us. We live in a world when people need to be confronted about their relationship with Jesus Christ. Christians have become careless about their spiritual lives. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 22, Pilate said unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" And they all say unto him, "Let him be crucified." Let him be crucified. We must expose the sinful living that leads to destruction. It is our responsibility to confront the world with that question. I must remind you that people cannot be driven to Jesus Christ. We must present the truth of the gospel from a heart warmed by the fires of the holy altar. In doing so, we will lift up Jesus Christ, who said in John chapter 12, verse 32, "And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." In John chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up." We can never fully appreciate Jesus Christ until we understand the seriousness of sin. We need to have a healthy awareness of sin and its consequences. The Apostle Paul had a keen awareness on sin. He remembered the years of unbelief and persecution of Christians. He sensed his own need and dependence upon Jesus Christ as Savior. He responded to this in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, which I will remind you what it says. It says, "It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all," or "I am chief." If we are to make it to heaven, beloved, and enjoy an eternity with our Lord Jesus Christ, we must also have this awareness of sin and Savior. We need a conviction of reality of sin. The Bible makes it clear that sin is no optical illusion or mirage. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5 verse 12 says, Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Every one of us must admit, I have sinned, regardless of his or her definition of sin. Sin has been defined in many ways. It is defined as overstepping the line between right and wrong. Sin can be described as missing the mark or failure to meet the divine standard. It can be called lawlessness, spiritual anarchy. It can be defined as trespass, the intrusion of self's will into the divine authority. Is a willful transgression that violates God's laws. We need a conviction of the ruined lives that come from sin. Some people try to make light of sin. Sin is part of our animal nature that has not been conquered. Sin is a backwash in our upward climb to perfection. We must understand that sin is destructive to our body and souls. Sin is not something to be taken lightly. Sin is deadly, beloved. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin is like a bomb that is ready to explode and ruin sinners' lives. God has not revoked the sentence on sinful living. Sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 15, Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The gospel of Jesus Christ offers the remedy for sin. The Bible does not minimize sin, beloved. It reveals sin for what it is, but magnifies grace. The Apostle Paul addressed this in Romans chapter 5, verses 20 through 21, which says, Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin is abound, grace did more abound. That as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6 verse 14 says, For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under law, but under grace. Sin is a debt that Jesus Christ paid for us in full. John 3 verse 16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sin is a cloud that Jesus Christ dispelled to show us the face of our Father. Sin is a burden from which Jesus Christ sets us free. John chapter 8 verse 36 says, If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Sin is a stain that Jesus Christ washes away. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 says, Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Through your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Not only feel sorrow for the sin committed, but break off the practice of sin. We must be doing, not stand idle. We must be doing the good the Lord our God requires of us. It is plain that the sacrifices of the law could not atone even for outward national crimes. But blessed be God, there is a fountain open in which sinners of every age and rank may be cleansed. Though our sins have been as scarlet and crimson, a dye, a deep dye, a double dye, first in the wool of original corruption, and afterwards in the many threads of actual transgression, though we have often dipped into sin by many backslidings, yet pardoning mercy will take out the stain. Psalm 51, verse 7 says, they should have all the happiness and comfort they could desire. Life and death, good and evil, are set before us. O Lord, incline all of us to live to thy glory. Death, but Jesus Christ offer life. We take a look once again at Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Beloved, the pleasure and profit of sin do not deserve to be called fruit. Sinners are but plowing iniquity, sowing vanity, and reaping the same. Shame came into the world with sin, and is still the certain effect of it. The end of sin, beloved, is death. Though the way may seem pleasant and inviting, yet it will be bitterness in the latter end. From this condemnation, the believer is set at liberty when made free from sin. If the fruit is unto holiness, if there is an active principle of true and growing grace, the end will be everlasting life, a very happy end. Though the way is uphill, though it is narrow, thorny, and beset, everlasting life at the end of it is sure. The gift of God, beloved, is eternal life, and this gift through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ purchased it, prepared it, prepares us for it, preserves us to it. He is the all in all our salvation. God's grace is more sufficient for all sin, but is limited to our free will. Sin is real. It is destructive and brings eternal condemnation. It has created destruction since the beginning. The good news is that Jesus Christ came to save sinners. As powerful as the grip of sin was on Paul before he met Christ, the grace provided by Jesus Christ was more powerful. Jesus Christ will change your life if you will come to him tonight. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba, have mercy upon me, O God, to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou desirest a truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, out of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasures to Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shalt thou offer bullock upon thy altar. We bless the name of the Lord tonight, and we just want to give him the glory. Peace be to you, brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all of you that love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen and amen. We just want to thank the Lord.
crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears. Don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear.
Jesus is King, it will echo.